What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, yes, gentlemen, the termination train. Everybody is going to get their ticket punched one day. However, with this series, there are people who get their tickets punched because of decisions that they make, which end up sending the man in their life over the edge. And one of those decisions that women make is whether or not they're going to decide to be unfaithful. So yeah, that is one of the biggest and quickest ways for a woman to get her ticket to the train punched. Like in this article that was published on the 22nd of July. Man confesses to offlining his wife and one other man in Henry County, court documents say. Well, what do we have here? A man who decided, you know what? Not only am I going to dirt nap my wife, but I'm going to go ahead and go for the gusto and get the other man that has pissed me off as well. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! The Henry County Sheriff's Office has released the names of two people who were found deleted Tuesday, leading to the arrest of a third person. The victims have been identified as William Leroy Maury, 68, and Mandy Coleman, 22. Very interesting, I must say. Very interesting. Just before 1 p.m., Tuesday, July 22nd, the Henry County Sheriff's Office received a report about a man who had been shot and was lying in the road in front of a home at 267 Meeks Road in Ridgeway. Deputies found Maury deleted with quote unquote multiple gunshot wounds, according to the sheriff's office. Investigators determined that he had traveled to Meeks Road to check on the well-being of Mandy Coleman. Once again, that adds another layer of mystery to this offlining. Inside the home, deputies found Mandy Coleman also deleted with an apparent single gunshot wound. Mandy's husband, Joshua Coleman, was identified as the suspect, and he was tracked and arrested later in the afternoon. With him were two young children who lived in the home with Mandy. Deputies say both children were safe. Good. The silver lining throughout this whole thing. When Coleman was found and arrested after a traffic stop, he had with him a handgun and an AR-15 rifle, according to the sheriff's office. Now, you know the anti-gunners are going to go nuts with this one, all because of the AR-15. WDBJ7 reviewed the criminal complaint in the case that was filed in Henry County Juvenile and Domestic Relations Court. The criminal complaint document said that after Coleman was arrested, he admitted to offlining his wife, and Maury. The document said that Coleman told police he and his wife had a heated argument, and he accused her of cheating on him. It said he then went to his room, grabbed a gun, and shot her in the head. The document goes on to say that Coleman left the home with his two young children. Coleman said he knew he was going to jail, so he wanted to offline Maury as well and went looking for him. The document said when Coleman did not find Maury at his home, he returned to the home on Meeks Road where he found Maury and shot and offlined him. Once again, the question is, why was Maury going over to where they lived? Henry County Sheriff Wayne Davis confirmed to WDBJ7 on Wednesday that Maury was not related to Joshua or Mandy Coleman, but has not revealed what the relationship was between Mrs. Coleman and Maury. That right there, gentlemen, is the key indicator of, in my humble opinion, why Mr. Coleman shot and deleted Mr. Maury. WDBJ7 spoke with a neighbor on Meeks Road on Wednesday who did not wish to appear on camera. The neighbor said he was the one who initially called 911. He said he was outside taking a break from mowing the lawn when he saw two vehicles pull up. And less than a minute later, he heard multiple gunshots ring out. The neighbor said he initially thought the shots had been fired at an animal, but he later walked over and found Maury's carcass outside. Joshua Coleman is being held in the Henry County Adult Detention Center without bond, charged with two counts of first-degree termination, two counts of use of a firearm in the commission of a felony, one count of shooting from an occupied vehicle, two counts of child abuse and neglect. They are really trying to throw the book at this man. Sheriff Wayne Davis says, quote unquote, "This is a heartbreaking and tragic situation that has deeply affected two families and our entire community. Our hearts go out to the loved ones of the victims during this incredibly difficult time. I want to commend our deputies and our partner agencies for their swift and coordinated response, which led to the safe recovery of the children and the apprehension of the suspect. We are committed to seeking justice for the victims and protecting the innocent." Well, well, well. Lots to unpack here, gentlemen. Lots to unpack indeed. But the main question is, why was Mr. Maury at the house of the Colemans? They said, hey, this guy was not related to them in any way, shape, or form. So one can only imagine, yeah, this guy was definitely creeping in that man's home, or around that man's home, I should say. So yeah, that argument more than likely was about Mr. Maury. And the fact that he went out of his way to go to their home, that's where he ended up taking his final breaths. Yeah, yeah. You got to put two and two together and get four. So obviously, Mr. Coleman found out something between those two, and he decided, you know what? I'm going to take matters into my own hands. and they said they were having a heated argument about it too. Yeah. Oh yeah. He's 68, she's 22. More than likely, a secret sugar relationship that the husband found out about and he lost it. Oh well. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in front of their home and in their home. So I got to give this a 10. Method of execution. They did not say he used the AR, so I got to go with the problem-solving pistol and give that a 5. Psychological impact. I got to go ahead and give this a 70 because the young kids had to see what happened. And for the brutality factor. For the wife, he did a one and done with her. However, for the guy, he shot him multiple times. So I'm going to combine those and give the brutality factor a 30. So Joshua, cold-blooded Coleman, gets a score of 115. Gentlemen, I've said this before, and I will continue to say this in these types of scenarios where wives are suspected of cheating on their husbands. Yes, there are men who are going to flip the hell out and they're going to take matters into their own hands. The fact that he literally went to this man's house, he was searching for this man. He was hunting for him. And once again, the sheer fact that Mr. Maury was actually found in front of the Coleman's home, yeah, you know damn well something was going on between him and Mrs. Coleman to the point to where, yeah, he ended up getting dirt napped as well. But there are still going to be men out there who, despite how things can turn out, who are still going to mess with other men's wives. So, yeah, it's a dangerous game. But guess what? If you end up becoming a victim of said game, you should get zero sympathy. Men need to leave married women alone, especially when you find out she's married. But unfortunately, a lot of men's ego and pride of knowing that they slept with another man's woman gets the better of them. But hey, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. And Mr. Maury definitely won his stupid ass prize. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you wives out there who still believe that no matter what you do, no matter how you hurt your husband, no matter how, if you decide to step out, that your husband is going to be restrained by the constraints of the legal system, you better understand this. And you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think that the legal system is going to have or grant you, or should I say the protection that they're going to grant you, nah, that's going to go out. Feminism and believing that the Duluth model is going to be your sword / shield to keep your husband in line, that's going to go out right along with it. Once again, I'm going to reiterate the simple truth about HMT. When a man no longer cares about the consequences of his actions, he will act. This article right here clearly points it out. This husband said, yes, I'm going to go to jail anyway, so I may as well go ahead and go for the gusto and get the man that I think she's involved with too. Yeah. So he took action. He took lethal action. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.